He is worthy to be praised. Would you turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 8, the 8th chapter of John, and we will read verses 31 and 32. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity that you have allowed us to come together today. This is not how we would have chosen it, but God, we trust that you do all things well. And we thank you that you have made it possible for us to still come together and worship and praise your name on today. God, we thank you for your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you, Lord, that we are standing on your word today. Hallelujah. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. God, as we go into your word today, I pray that, number one, you would remove every distraction, anything that will hinder us from hearing a word from you on today. Whether that distraction be internal or external, Spirit of the living God, move in our hearts this morning. Let everyone under the sound of my voice this morning hear your word today and be blessed by what they have heard. God, I pray that you would give us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32 reads as follows. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Can I read it again? John chapter 8, verse 31 says, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.'" Freedom is the condition of which people have the opportunity to speak, to act, and pursue happiness without unnecessary restrictions. As a human being, freedom is one of the most valuable possessions that we can have. There's nothing like having freedom. Freedom is so valuable to us that some have chosen to die rather than to live life without freedom. But what I find out that not only is freedom individual, but freedom is collective. So we want to be free as individuals, but we also want to live with people who are also free. That is why countries, nations all around the world celebrate their independence. They celebrate their freedom, the day that they became a sovereign nation where they can rule their land as they see fit. All across the world, countries pick at least one day a year that they celebrate their freedom. India celebrates freedom on August the 15th, Ghana, March the 6th, Mexico, September the 16th, Kosovo, February the 17th, the Philippines celebrate on June the 2nd, France, July the 14th, Indonesia, August the 17th, Ukraine, August the 24th, Peru, July 28th and 29th, Australia, January the 26th, and we all know July 4th, the United States of America celebrates its freedom. Why are these celebrations important? These celebrations are important because they remind us that freedom is not free. But freedom comes with a cross. It comes with a price. And I want you to consider just for a moment that every time we come together as believers, we are having a freedom celebration. In many ways, when we come together, we are celebrating the fact that we have found freedom in Christ Jesus. We also acknowledge the fact, like every nation purchased their freedom with blood, our freedom was purchased with blood. Our freedom was not free. The Bible says that God has purchased us with his own blood. Come on, somebody. Our freedom came with a great price. So we have come together today in this format to celebrate the freedom that we have found in Christ Jesus. When we look in John chapter 8, Jesus makes two major connections. First of all, he connects being his disciple with abiding in his word. Secondly, he connects freedom with knowing the truth. Let me repeat that. To abide in his word is what it takes to be his disciple. And to be free, you must know the truth. Verse 31, he says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you are my disciples. I want you to know that a disciple of Jesus must abide in his word. The word abide means to stay. It doesn't mean to read the word. It doesn't mean to just believe the word, but abiding in his word means to obey his word. As disciples of Jesus Christ, we are called to be hearers and doers of the word. We want to be his disciples. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, do what I command you to do. And so, prayerfully, I have considered, why is abiding in God's word so important? It is important because his word is truth. John 17, 17 says, sanctify them through thy word is truth. Listen to this. The truth is the word, and the word is the truth. But I want you to understand that truth is not just words. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In other words, Jesus was saying, I am the truth. Not only that, but the Bible says that the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So not only is Jesus the truth, but he is also the word. So Jesus is truth. Jesus is the word. So to abide in the word is to abide in truth. And to abide in truth is to abide in Jesus. Come on, somebody. So if you want to know the truth, you must stay with Jesus. I don't think you heard me. I said, you must stay with Jesus. I know we're in a season where people are walking away and people are doubting because of fear, but we are not backing down because of fear. We are determined to abide with Jesus. Oh yes, we're going to stay with him come hell or high water. You ought to look at the person in the car next to you. You ought to tell them, stay with Jesus. And if you're by yourself, look in the mirror, tell yourself, stay with Jesus. Those of you who are at home, look around your house and tell somebody, stay with Jesus. Come on, somebody. Listen, everybody's going through something. Everybody's feeling with something. I would rather go through a storm with Jesus than be in times of peace without him. I come to tell somebody, stay with Jesus. It's going to get tough. You may be sick. You may be alone. You may be frustrated. But any day with Jesus is better than 1,000 days without him. Tell somebody, stay with Jesus. He says, if you abide in my word, you will be my disciples. Can I make one more point and then I'll move on? We are not sunny day disciples. We are not prosperity disciples. We are not gotta have it our way disciples. But we are disciples that will stay with him in the snow, stay with him in the rain, stay with him when we're healthy, stay with him when we're sick, stay with him when we're wealthy, stay with him when we are poor. We are a church that is determined to stay with Jesus. We don't care what the government says. We don't care what the media says. We don't care what philosophy and theology says. We have found something that is worth staying with. We're going to stay with Jesus. This is what he said. He says, if you stay with me, you shall know the truth. Come on, everybody wants to find truth now. But he says, this is how you can know the truth if you stay with me. Let me remind you that the word know doesn't mean to be aware of, but the word to know means to experience. So what Jesus was saying here is that you shall experience the truth, and that truth will set you free. I tell you, he didn't say you shall be aware of the truth, or you shall be able to quote the truth or recite the truth. No, he said you shall know the truth. That means you shall experience the truth. Can I send a message? We don't come to church to read the truth out of the old King's English. We don't just come to church to quote some scriptures that we know and recite some truth that we learned in Sunday school. But no, we come to experience the truth. We come to talk about and celebrate what we have experienced. Experience, what we have experienced has set us free. And he who the Son has set free is free indeed. Listen, we have a lot of people quoting a lot of things, but we didn't come to say what we memorized. We pressed our way out here this morning because we have experienced the truth, and that truth has set us free in the depths of our soul. And we are here to declare that truth to the world, that you can be free right here, right now. You can be free. Jesus is still breaking chains. He's still healing the sick. He's still saving souls. He's still setting free right here in this pandemic. Nothing has changed. Jesus is still in control. He reigns forever, and we say, right on, King Jesus. No one can hinder you. Nothing can stop you. He said that you shall know the truth. Let me tell you, the adversary's plan is to hide the truth from you. Understand, his objective is to keep you from knowing the truth. That's why you approach the scriptures with questioning eyes. That's why you look at the folks who go to church with judgment in your eyes, because the adversary will do whatever he can to keep you from knowing the truth. But I got some good news to you today. If you want to know the truth, you can know the truth. You don't have to live in darkness. You don't have to live blind, and you don't have to be bound. Jesus says you Yes, you. Look at yourself. You shall know the truth. That truth shall set you free. The Bible says, and I'm almost done here. The Bible says, he who the Son is set free is free indeed. I want you to know that that free indeed means that we are completely free. We are totally free. Come on. That means we are not bound or restricted in any way, shape, or form. We are completely free. But not only are we completely free, and this is the point that I had to celebrate. We're not just completely free, but our freedom is irrevocable. Oh, come on, somebody. Is this thing on? I said our freedom is irrevocable. That means you can't pass a law to deny our freedom. Come on, somebody. You can't put an executive order to deny our freedom. Come on, somebody. Because our freedom is not in the place that we stand, but our freedom is in our spirit. And you can touch our body, but you can't touch our spirit. You can kill this flesh, but you can't kill the spirit. See, our freedom is in the spirit, and you can't kill a spirit. Our freedom is irrevocable. That means we are free from our past. Our past can't sneak up and get us. Not only are we free from our past, but we are free in our present. I wonder, I don't feel restricted. I don't feel restricted. Let me say it again. I don't feel restricted, because even if my body can't go, my spirit is still free. So we're free from our past. We are free in the present, and we will be free in the future. As free as we are today, there's a greater freedom that's coming. Oh, come on, somebody. I said, there's a greater freedom that's coming. Because one day we're going to be free from these mortal bodies. Come on, somebody. The only thing that's keeping us now are these bodies. So in the future, we will be free. Free from sickness. Free from worry. Free from frustration. Free from our labor. Come on, somebody. Our freedom is irrevocable. And Jesus said, he who the Son has set free is free indeed. Oh, I'm free. I don't care how long this lasts. This cannot outlast our freedom. Come on. Come on, somebody. I don't care how, I got to say it because I don't think y'all heard me. I don't care how long this thing lasts. When this is over, we will still be free. We were free before it. We are free in it. And when it's gone, we're still going to be free. Hallelujah. Either free on this side or free on the other side. Any way you look at it, we are free. Free from the plans of our adversary. But this freedom comes from knowing the truth. Oh, we're not delusional. We're not making this up to feel better about our situation. But our truth is based upon the fact that truth is the absolute standard by which reality is measured. Truth is not based upon feelings. Truth is not based upon desires, but truth is from God's viewpoint. Come on, somebody. Truth is from God's point of view. Your feelings lie. Come on. Your desires lie. Your flesh lies. But the Bible says it is impossible for God to lie. Come on, come on. He cannot lie. So his point of view is truth. As I bring this to a close, let me tell you the truth that sets us free. The first truth is that Christ died for our sins. That's the truth. The truth is that he was buried in a borrowed tomb. That's the truth. The truth is that 3 days later, he rose from the dead. That's the truth. The truth is that 40 days after his resurrection, he was walking around the earth, and over 1,000 people saw him after he had been crucified. That's the truth. The truth is, on the day that he ascended back up into heaven, the disciples were looking in amazement and worry. And the angel said to the men of Galilee, "Why do you stand there gazing in the air? The same way that you see him go up, he's coming back again." And that's the truth. The Bible says, "He that believeth on him, though he were dead, yet shall he live." That's the truth. The Bible says, "If the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you." That's the truth that makes us free. Come on. That's the truth that delivers us from yoke of bondage. This is the truth. We are free from sin, free from fear, free from bondage, free from worry. That is what we are free from. But let me tell you something else. We're not just free from, we are also free to. Come on, somebody. Because of what we are free from, we are free to praise God. We are free to worship God. Free to love God. Free to love each other. Free to forgive. Free to pray. Free to serve. Free to lift up our voices. Free to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. Come on, we're not just free from, we are free to. And he who the Son has set free is free indeed. This is our freedom celebration. Many years ago, Martin Luther King, in a speech, said, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last." Another songwriter put it this way: "I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound, no more chains holding me. Even in this pandemic, my soul is resting. It's just a blessing. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free." Would you just take a minute and praise God for your personal freedom? Hallelujah. Come on. Praise him for the day he made you free personally. Hallelujah. Come on. Praise him for your freedom today. And now praise him that he has connected you with other people that are free. Can we praise God for our collective freedom? Hallelujah. We dwell amongst the free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And our freedom is contagious. Come on, somebody. Y'all didn't hear me. I said our freedom is contagious. If you hang around us long enough, whatever has gotten you bound up, it's coming off in the name of Jesus, because we're not satisfied being free by ourselves. We want everybody we know to be free. We've come out here today not just for us, but for you, because we want you to be free also. If you're listening to me today and you don't feel this freedom that I'm talking about today, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus. He is absolutely the only one that can set you free. He's the only one that's never met a chain that he can't break. Come on, somebody. I know you may be thinking, but Pastor, you don't know how many times I've tried to get delivered from this thing. It doesn't matter how many times you've tried. You can try another 1,000 times. You can't try hard enough to be delivered. Freedom is not worked for. Freedom is a gift. You have to succeed. You have to surrender. You have to receive it from him. You fail because you've tried. Let him free you today. Would you look to the Lord in prayer? Lord Jesus, we thank you today for the freedom that we have found in you. We thank you, Lord, that because of the cross of Calvary, our freedom is irrevocable. Hallelujah. That our past cannot bind us. Our present can't bind us. And our future is a future full of freedom. God, I pray for the person under the sound of my voice today who has not experienced the freedom that comes from knowing you. God, I pray that today their hearts will be open to know the truth. And by knowing the truth, they will be made free today. God, I pray for every disciple who has a desire to stay with you. But some days, because of what we're going through, they wonder, is it going to be worth it to stay with you? God, let them know that staying with you always pays off. Hallelujah. That we cannot lose when we stay with you. We thank you for your word today. I pray that we go deeper into truth, God. Hallelujah. That we go deeper in your word, God, because we know our freedom is tied to staying in your word. We thank you that our mind is free, our spirit is free. We are free from everything that tries to bind us. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right where you are, can you just worship God today for the freedom that you have in Christ Jesus? Remember the time when you wanted to be free, but you couldn't. You wanted to get out, but you couldn't. But God has made you free. Hallelujah, Jesus. Make that declaration today that you're going to stay with Jesus. No matter what happens from this day forward, you're going to stay with Jesus. Because you've experienced the freedom in him that no one else can give you.